Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly cloudy skies, upper 50s, around 60. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy skies, upper 30s. Winds will be from the north at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, becoming sunny, mid-60s, with wind gusts at 20. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, 42. For Sunday, we'll have sunny skies with temperatures in the mid-70s. Right now, it's 45.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Authorities are searching for an aggravated robbery suspect who's accused of threatening an officer with a piece of lumber after escaping from a Kansas jail. The Atchison County Sheriff's Office said in a Facebook post that 20-year-old Taggart Darnell Lee was able to manipulate a door lock and make his way into an unused area of the Atchison County Jail around 1:30 yesterday morning. That after staff failed to follow several security procedures. From there, he made his way outside where an officer chased him for several blocks. The Facebook post said that Lee, who had been in custody since January, got away after picking up a 2x4 and using it to threaten an unarmed officer. The Sheriff's Office considers Lee dangerous and says he has a history of being armed. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly vetoed a measure yesterday that would have banned transgender athletes from girls and women's school sports. The governor's action yesterday thwarted an effort by conservative Republican lawmakers to make Kansas the latest state with a GOP-controlled legislature to enact such a ban. Mid-America Network News.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Caitlin. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Caitlin informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Kate First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
The city of Lawrence will no longer allow minors to undergo conversion therapy designed to change a person's sexual orientation or gender identity. The city commission voted unanimously Tuesday night to prohibit licensed providers from practicing the therapy in Lawrence. Commissioners said research on conversion therapy shows it's harmful to children's mental health and increases the risk of suicide. After some religious leaders previously raised concerns, commissioners noted that the ordinance is aimed only at licensed providers, not clergy or religious figures who provide counseling without a license. Yesterday's date in 2001, a day people living in Hoisington at that time will never forget. 20 years ago yesterday, a large F4 tornado tore through the Barton County city, leaving a 5-mile path of destruction. The tornado hit the city a little after 9 p.m. with winds of more than 200 miles per hour at its peak. One person died, 28 others injured. The tornado destroyed nearly 200 homes and 12 businesses. Mid-America Network News.
Gaines Automotive is your certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing auto service and repairs for all types of vehicles. Gaines has the equipment and the experienced technicians to handle every kind of job, from engine repair and transmission work to oil changes and tire repair, plus roadside assistance and auto detailing in Marysville. A family-owned and operated business providing you the best auto care in the area. For the best service, for the best price, it's Gaines Automotive.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. A proposal to cap Nebraska's property tax increase at 3% stalled in the legislature amid fierce opposition from allies of local governments who cast it as an attack on local control. Supporters of the bill fell 4 votes short of the 33 needed to overcome a filibuster. The measure would have applied to school districts, counties, community colleges, and other local governments that collect property taxes. A political party focused on legalizing marijuana can now run candidates and claim registered voters in Nebraska after it gained official state recognition. Secretary of State Bob Evnen says the Legal Marijuana Now party has met the requirements to qualify as a political party. More than 10,000 signatures were collected over 4 years to gain party status. Approximately 6,800 signatures were needed. And weather forecasters saying Nebraska weekend weather returning to more normal temperatures.
Mid-America Network News.
If you're a propane customer, make sure your propane system is operating safely by having it inspected by a qualified service technician. If you've run out of propane or had an interruption of service, your propane supplier is required to test your propane system to ensure that it is leak-free and safe. Each family member should know what propane smells like and what to do in the event of a gas leak. Call your propane supplier for additional information. This message brought to you by this station and the Kansas Propane Education and Research Council, Greg Knoll, Executive Director.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Pawnee Mental Health Services has launched a new website at pawnee.org. The site features videos with clients, online client registration, and resources on mental health issues, including suicide. Visitors to the site can also register for community outreach classes, such as mental health, first aid, parenting, and divorce and children's needs workshops. Pawnee Mental Health serves residents of 10 northeast Kansas counties, including Marshall and Washington. This is one of 26 private, not-for-profit community mental health centers in the state. Pawnee Mental Health provides a full range of mental health and substance use recovery services, provided regardless of ability to pay. In fiscal year 2020, Pawnee employed about 250 staff members and served almost 7,000 adults throughout the 10-county service area. Again, you can find the new website at pawnee.org. The Kansas Forest Service offers low-cost tree and shrub seedlings for use in conservation plantings. Plants are 1 to 2 years old, and sizes vary from 5 to 18 inches depending upon species. Orders are accepted through the first full week in May. Approved uses include habitat. They may not be used for landscape. Plantings are grown for resale. All items are sold in units. Each single-species unit consists of 25 plants. For additional information, contact your local county extension office. Kansas Farm Bureau is recognizing sesquicentennial farms in conjunction with its annual Century Farm Program. The Century Farm Program honors farms who have owners or operators related to the original farm owner-operator for 100 years by December 31st, 2021. The sesquicentennial farm recognition goes beyond that to farms in the same family for 150 years. Deadline for consideration to be part of the 2021 programs is May 15th. Additional details available on the Kansas Farm Bureau website. Construction of a new fire hall in Pawnee City was approved earlier this month, with the council approving a $746,000 bid from AHRS Construction for the facility, which will be funded through $392,000 in community development block grants, a $95,000 USDA grant, $40,000 USDA loan, and the balance funded through the Rural Fire District. Options eliminated decreased the cost of the initial building in Pawnee City estimate over $100,000. Marilyn Borgerding, age 78, of Blue Rapids, passed away Thursday. Massive Christian burial Monday, 10:30 at St. Monica St. Elizabeth Church. Burial in the Greenwood Cemetery south of Blue Rapids. Rosary Sunday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Sunday noon until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville. In charge of arrangements for Marilyn Borgerding. Milton E. Vidosh, age 92, of Odell, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church of Odell. Burial in the Odell Check Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 3:30 until 8. Thursday, 8 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Milton Vidosh. Gary Zarbenicki, age 82, formerly of Marysville, passed away February 19th. Graveside service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Gary Zarbenicki. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, Ritz chicken, rice, Brussels sprouts, and cottage cheese with peaches. Monday chicken Alfredo or breadstick, California Blend, and Pineapple. KNDY News Time 7:14.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like a wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas. Twin Valley Developmental Services is hosting a drive-through potato bar and bake sale today at the Waterville Firehouse, serving 11 to 1 and 4 until 7. Baked potatoes with a choice of toppings, sloppy joes, as well as homemade cherry or blueberry kolaches. Again, at the Waterville Firehouse today from 11 to 1 and 4 until 7. They're also hosting an online auction for a KU cornhole game, outdoor patio heater, barbecue bundle, and 50-50 drawing. Bid online at charityauction.bid/springrelief. All proceeds benefit Twin Valley Developmental Services.
State purpose of visit.
Well, looks like the old tractor's going to kick the bucket this year.
Searching internet for new buckets.
No, I want to check insurance rates.
Sale located. Right now, get 20% off new bucket with code It's Raining Buckets.
Robots don't know you. We do. For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has relied on relationships to get you the insurance coverage you need for your farm or ranch. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Upper-level system that is bringing some scattered rain showers across the central parts of the Midwest will continue to push off towards the east. Otherwise, in our area, just cloudy skies for this Friday into tonight, but a high-pressure system builds across the central parts of the Midwest, bringing us beautiful weather for the weekend into the early parts of next week with mostly sunny skies, warmer temperatures, even into the upper 80s as we head into Monday. So across the area, cloudy skies, upper 50s, around 60. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy skies, 40. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, becoming sunny, temperatures in the mid-60s with wind gust at 20. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, lower 40s. As we head into Sunday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, mid-70s. Sunday night, mostly clear at 56 degrees. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, mid-April, 70. Record high on this day, 97. The average low 45 and the record low 27. Sunset this evening 8:12. Sunrise in the morning 6:39. 45 with a cloudy overcast this morning in Marysville. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 23rd of April. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Feeling batty? Like actual bats nesting inside your home? Now is the time to get them relocated. Call Matt Smith at 713-9088 to get them moved professionally. Bats may be great for the local ecosystem, but they're not so great for your home or health. Call today, 713-9088. And that's Matt at 713-9088. Don't wait until it's too late.
A breakout for one potential contender and the death of an NBA prospect. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Struggling at the plate the past week, the Yankees may have finally turned a corner on the road in Cleveland.
Swung on and grounded toward the middle, base hit, center field. Judge scores. Coming home is Torres. He scores. It is a two-run base hit for Rougi Odor.
The call on WFAN. Rougned Odor's go-ahead two-run single capped a three-run rally for the Pinstripers. The Yankees top the Indians 6-3 in the first of a four-game series. In the Windy City, the Cubs cashed in on a missed opportunity by the Mets.
The stretch by Diaz for the 1-1. The pitch to Hayward.
Base hit to right. Cubs win.
On WSCR, after the Cubs got out of a bases-loaded jam in the top of the 10th, Jason Hayward's walk-off single helped Chicago complete a three-game sweep of New York with a 4-3 win. On a blustery night in Boston, the Mariners made the most of their three hits.
I'm going to try to lock this thing up. 0-2 pitch, swung on, sent it deep. center field towards the triangle. That baby's carrying out of here. A three-run check by Mitch Haniger.
On 710 ESPN Seattle, Mitch Haniger's three-run shot, part of a four-run 10th inning eruption by the M's, dispatching the Red Sox 7-3. Seattle, the first team to score seven or more runs on three or fewer hits since the A's in 1994. NHL, with first place on the line, Evgeny Kuznetsov took advantage of an opportunity to be the hero.
Here he comes, right side, through the circle, will hold, shoot, and he scores! Evgeny Kuznetsov!
On WFED, Kuznetsov's shootout goal lifted the Caps past the New York Islanders 1-0. Kentucky freshman guard Terrence Clark was killed in a car crash in Los Angeles. The 19-year-old had entered the July 29th NBA draft. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
I take great pride in my lawn. My Raptor zero-turn mower from Hustler gives me the perfectly manicured cut I want. With the power, strength, and speed of a professional zero-turn mower, I quickly maneuver around obstacles with ease, allowing me to maneuver around life's most difficult obstacle, time. Hustler Turf, quality tools designed to improve quality of life.
Find the entire line of Hustler residential and commercial zero-turn mowers at Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Ag Secretary Vilsack denied yesterday President Biden's goal of conserving 30% of the nation's land by 2030 is a land grab. He instead said it is intended to protect private working lands through voluntary programs. He said USDA soliciting input from commodity groups and others on how to best meet the goal, which was laid out in executive order back in January. Vilsack said that input will give them the ability to understand how to best structure it, but he can assure you there's no intention to have a land grab. He said there's no intention to take something away from folks. The 30 by 30 goal is part of the Biden strategy for reducing greenhouse gas emissions and has raised alarms in many parts of the country. President Biden yesterday announced the U.S. was committed to reducing its greenhouse gas emissions by at least 50% by 2030 from 2005 levels, by not setting specific reduction goals for agriculture or other sectors of the economy. Jewel Branagh, the first African-American woman nominated to serve as Deputy Secretary of Agriculture, sailed through her confirmation hearing yesterday. She planned to work closely with senators on issues affecting the nation's producers. Both Democrat and Republican members of the Senate Ag Committee praised the Virginia Agriculture Commissioner, citing her breadth of experience. In response to concerns expressed by Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa that the Biden administration's singular focus is on climate could cause some farmers to see not as part of the solution, but targeted as part of the problem. Branagh said she will ensure that to keep the farmers, ranchers, and landowners first in discussions and plans to address climate change. She also praised USDA employees as she valued their work and identified with their selfless commitment. She said her parents taught her humility. They encouraged her to treat others with dignity. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Lewin Berger. He has 25 head of Angus and Sim-Angus yearling to two-year-olds for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewin Berger at Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
Mid-America Ag Network, this is the Larry Steckline Report.
Well, friends, we've been fighting something for a good long time in Washington, and it looks like some help coming for the livestock haulers. They'll be glad to hear this today as the introduction in the House of a companion to the one that's been introduced in the Senate called the Hauls Act, H-U-L-S. Actually stands for Haulers of Agriculture and Livestock Safety Act of 2021. Friends, right now, the rules for livestock haulers are this. They allow for 11 hours of drive time, 14 hours of on-duty time. So in other words, the 11 plus 3 hours of on-duty time to get ready and so forth, load and all that. And then they require 10 consecutive hours of rest. So if they don't get their destination, the load of livestock has to set for 10 consecutive hours. Can you imagine that? Maybe it's 100 degrees outside. Well, animal health and welfare people ought to have been after this a good long time ago, because that's not good for animals, I can guarantee you that. In any event, we have in the Senate and now in the House a bill that's going to exempt those rules from livestock haulers. As you know, friends, transporting live animals is a lot different than machinery or toilet paper. We've got to get this changed, and I would hope it would pass unanimously. But this would add a 150-mile radius exemption under HOS to the back end of the hauls for those transporting livestock or agricultural commodities. So that would eliminate that standing for hours. Folks, makes a lot of sense. Let's hope they've got some back there. See you on the next Techline Report.
Ag producers, get a jump on spring equipment efficiency now in the downtime with MJ's Truck Repair at Mound Ridge. Now's the time for farm machinery downtime maintenance and diagnostic services. So when the crops are ready to go into the fields, you're ready to get going. With diesel engines our specialty, MJ's also takes pride in superior gas engine repair and custom work on all implements. MJ's Truck Repair, under the big American flag off of I-135, Mound Ridge.
Farmers, if the commodity markets have you second-guessing your spring planting plans and changes are in the works, give Kaufman Seeds a call for all your corn, soybean, and grain sorghum seed. We offer the newest trait platforms with our Midland genetics, corn and soybeans. Don't forget, we offer a full line of grain sorghum and forages to finish off your planting need. Give us a call at 800-634-2836.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
It's a day for your kids to learn how you keep a roof over their heads. We explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, April 23rd, the 113th day of the year. Actress and cooking show host Valerie Bertinelli was born today, and in 1564, William Shakespeare was born and then died on the same day 52 years later. It is National Take Your Child to Work Day. It started in New York City in 1992 and was originally just for daughters. It became such a popular concept that in 2003, it was changed to incorporate sons, too. Over 3.5 million companies in the U.S. take part, encouraging employees to bring their kids to job shadow them for the day. However, the COVID-19 pandemic postponed the day last year, and this year many companies are promoting a virtual celebration. And that is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about Almanac for Kids at almanac.com.
728 from KNDY. 45 degrees and a cloudy overcast. A few degrees warmer, highs nudge 60 today with a mild weekend ahead of us.
K.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Friday. NJCAA action from Hutchinson yesterday. The Cali College Tigers pulled off a miraculous comeback in a 105-101 win over number one seed Mineral Area yesterday in the Elite Eight of the NJCAA Division I National Tournament. The Tigers trailed by 18 points at halftime and by 25 early in the second half before rallying back to outscore Mineral Area 62-40 in the second half in the four-point win. With the win, Cali advances to the Final Four, where they'll face the winner of the game between 4th seed John A. Logan College and 13th seed Ranger College. The next game to be played today at 5 p.m. The Kansas City Royals kick off a four-game series that gets underway today with the Detroit Tigers. First pitch in that action this evening at 6:10. And if you missed it earlier this week, NFL owners approved eliminating overtime in preseason games. Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.
outside, too bright. Those blinds, yeah, let's just keep them closed. You know, my hands, they know where to go to find your fingertips, trace them back to your lips, take you on a trip. Flip that switch, make my world go black. Hit me like a heart attack, knock me flat on my back. Yeah, just keep doing that, that thing you're doing there. Brush me with your hair, I swear I don't know how long that I can last. Make my world go black. On the floor, yeah, the one you don't need anymore. Black like a sky with no stars. Just find me and fall into my arms and make my world go black. Hit me like a heart attack, knock me flat on my back. Yeah, just keep doing that, that thing you're doing there. Brush me with your hair, I swear I don't know how long that I can last. Make my world.